Okay, we're back.
Yeah, so I don't think that in any way, even if it hurts scientific discovery in the short term, it should still be that way. Mm-hmm. I don't think it hurts the scientific discovery that much anyway.
In the long
run, you know, maybe, you know, you hold your data for 2 years. What's the big mm-hmm. deal for 2 years in terms of the big picture? Mm-hmm. Okay. So definitely, yeah. When you're not ready to release your data, you just don't release it. Mm-hmm. Of course, that will hurt somebody that's working on something related. Mm-hmm. But so be it. That's mm-hmm. the way it is.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you are sort of a capitalist now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I mean, the capitalist economy versus the communist economy, where things are profit motivated and you know,
yeah,
you look
definitely.
For a commercial reason to do things.
Right.
Would you say that, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, teasing you a little bit, but
right.
It sounds like you've sort of adopted that philosophy. Which was not the one you were raised with, I guess.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I don't have that communist view, not that much. Mm-hmm. I think there are pluses and minuses for both views.
Yeah.
You know, I like the communist view that people do things based on certain ideas.
Uh-huh.
You know, more romantic type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas this capitalist is more material-driven.
Uh-huh.
So there are pluses and minuses. I think there needs to be a balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of on that same line, are you naturalized? Are you
no. I'm a PR.
Permanent resident.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you ever think you might go back to China to live?
Yeah, I don't mind, actually, you know, so, yeah, I might, mm-hmm. yeah, once I realize my dream here, and, I always enjoy going back to China,
uh-huh.
I always enjoy the trips there,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I wish I can do it once a year, at least.
Mm-hmm. Would the possibility exist for you to work there in a similar way that you work here?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can do competitive work mm-hmm. there. So it's just conditions are not right yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, in terms of your career, we'll do that first.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you're doing? I mean, are you about where you thought you would be at this stage of your life, or have you done more or less?
I guess, you know, we always have high hopes,
mm-hmm.
and definitely I probably haven't reached the idea situation I wish I had. But then you will never be able to achieve
mm-hmm.
what you hope you will. You know, people are just by nature, they are not going to be satisfied with whatever they have. There's always some people that's going to do better than you, and then mm-hmm. some people worse than you. So you need to find some balance there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be happy, then you need to be a little bit content with what you already have. And I think I'm doing fine. I told you that I wasn't, initially when I started this lab, I wasn't expecting to clone a cancer gene.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that regard, I think I have fared better than I had thought. Of course, the work that I described hasn't get publicly recognized because mm-hmm. our paper is still not in press. So I don't know what. So I haven't reached that level that mm-hmm. you know, once your work is recognized, what life is going to be like. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there yet, so mm-hmm. I'm still, not a big professor, a famous one. If that's, you know, most people are trying to get there. So I will just. So I don't think I have realized my dreams yet. Mm-hmm. And we will still need a few more years of work to get there. Mm-hmm. And but we think we are on the right track right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about on a more personal level? I mean, when you look at your life in general, is this...
In general, I think my life has been pretty positive, and I'm pretty much optimistic about mm-hmm. what happened, and I think my career has always been going up instead of going down. Mm-hmm. I haven't reached a point that I think I have reached the highest and then started to come down mm-hmm. yet, so I still think my career is moving up. And I realize during this process there are going to be dark periods, difficult times. But somehow I survived all of them, and things have come out better than always before. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty positive in this regard. I think I have good fate. Some people, I've talked to, they say, I always have bad luck, never good luck. I tell them that's not true. You probably need to change your perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, have you heard the expression, the glass half full or half empty?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I definitely heard that. Depends on how you view this thing. You right. know, it mm-hmm. can be bad, it can be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
So... What do you see yourself doing, say, 5 years from now?
Oh, well, pretty much work in the same direction, get more work done, and expand this PR family to discover a few more cancer genes. And we have identified several new ones, and we're testing if they are also cancerogens. There's a good chance they will be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in 5 years, probably we should know how many of these genes will be cancerogens. And in the meantime, we should try to do something even bigger than just adding new genes to the cancer gene list. We should try to figure out the real mechanisms of tumor genesis. Although it's going to be really, really tough. It seems like the paradigm is, in general, correct. Mm-hmm. And that may be unlucky for our generation. Sometimes, you know, good things. There's only one DNA structure to be discovered.
Yeah.
Once it's done, it's done. And, mm-hmm. So I don't know if we can ever achieve something greater than what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. How about in 10 years? Can you think that far in advance?
Oh, in 10 years? Mm-hmm. In 10 years, what
What do you see yourself doing? I mean, obviously, you can't know what the experiments
exactly.
are.
Exactly. I'm not really... I'm a more spontaneous type of person, mm-hmm. so I don't really have a lot of plans. Mm-hmm. I believe things will come, either by accident or something. Something's mm-hmm. going to happen. Mm-hmm. so that can lead you to somewhere. So I'm just taking the attitude of go and see. So it's really hard to imagine anything 10 years down the road. My wife always keep asking me 10 years. You have to plan for 10 years to what's going to happen. But I really don't have any plan. I think anything is possible. I may quit what I'm doing here and start something totally different. Or go to a company or starting a company. Or retiring. Or maybe have made enough money and then do something else. So the signs are moving so fast nowadays. And it's hard to imagine that what you're doing now, you'll still keep doing it in 10 years.
Well, a lot changes in life in 10 years. You know, in 10 years, your kids will be grown up.
Right.
And you know, lots of things will be different.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what is the thing that you like the most about being a scientist, if you had to narrow it down?
Ah, the freedom that you control your own destiny. And you work for yourself in the process. I agree very much with some professors saying that you're having fun, and in the meantime, you're getting paid. You know, you're doing science. That was purely a self-satisfying endeavor. You know, you're being creative, and if you're indeed creative, you get recognized for doing that. And in the meantime, you can have pretty much all the benefits that other professions have. Right, getting a decent salary, to have a life, to have a family. And so I think in a way science is like art. So you get lots of satisfaction from creating something. And this is basically your hobby, you can think of. You're doing it. You're doing it to satisfy yourself. Not to satisfy other people, not to work for a company or something. So I think that's very, it's a very good profession. I wouldn't mind doing it again, especially if money is not an issue. I would think that most people would prefer science than medicine or something else.
Prefer science than medicine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if grant is not a major issue, right? If money is there,
and why is that? I mean, I have my own ideas, but
yeah. But
hear
for example, you being a doctor, your job is kind of boring. You know, seeing patients. Of course, for some difficult diseases, it requires some creative thinking and treatment. But in general, most doctors just do quite routine type of work, whereas a scientist can be creative every day, and is enriching himself every day, you know, creating new things, and his time is spent on creating things, whereas a teacher or a doctor is not really generating anything new. So I think just like if economy is not a concern, there will be more people doing artwork maybe, instead of have to have a profession to make a living. Right? So so it is a quite good profession for a human being. Unfortunately, because of the grant pressure and the money is limited, sure. you do science, you have to be able to handle the pressure of getting grants and stuff.
So then the flip side of that question is, what's the thing you like the least? Is it the grant? Is it the money stuff or something
in
else?
In science, as
being a scientist, being the thing you like the least.
The things you like the least. I don't really know what, certainly I like to see that the grant is not such a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're doing great science, which was recognized, the grant is really not an issue anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's only an issue when you're starting out, when you're in a difficult situation,
mm-hmm.
that your work is not going well. Well, I dislike people who do science as a way of living, as a way of, just make a living, earn a salary. I think they should not be in the field of science.
Mm-hmm.
I like people to be enthusiastic about their doing,
mm-hmm.
and to think about science all the time,
mm-hmm.
think about what they're working,
mm-hmm.
and just be very driven about it.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more, you see postdocs. They, you don't know what they're doing, what they're thinking. Definitely, not a lot of them are thinking in terms of making some great discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
At least that was my idea in graduate school, and I always dream about discover something important.
Mm-hmm.
And always very enthusiastic about what I do. I like to see that more in all these postdocs and students.
So, do you think postdocs have changed over the years, or they're just different from the way you were? I mean,
No, I don't think it's changed. I think that somehow there's in this population of scientists.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be the creative ones, the enthusiastic ones, and
mm-hmm.
then there are those that just treat it as a work.
Mm-hmm.
Unavoidable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like not every scientist, PhD students, end up going to be a PI of a lab.
Right.
So.
Well, if tomorrow someone said to you, sorry, you can't be a scientist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with yourself? What would you do if you couldn't be a scientist?
I still have to have work, right?
I don't know. Maybe you could go be a beach bum. What would you? What is your sort of fantasy that you would do if you weren't a scientist?
You mean if I retire, like tomorrow?
Okay.
How would I live a retired life, right?
Uh-huh.
We had already, some fantasy about what I will do after retirement,
mm-hmm.
which is playing golf in the morning and tennis in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know. At this point, I don't think I'm going to start something new
mm-hmm.
to try and make a career again. probably just enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
And be happy, yeah. In the end, nothing you accomplish things, and you realize in history-wise, it doesn't really matter. Unless it's something really great. But you can only... that's more related to fate rather than you work
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
And happiness doesn't depend on success. That,
mm-hmm.
as you probably know. And
mm-hmm.
doesn't depend on how much money you earn. It's more related to your perspective about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I gradually learned that point.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be less competitive in that regard. Try to not compare yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Chinese tradition, that has been a very different idea. In China. We started comparing ourselves to our contemporaries, classmates, you know, right from the beginning, from school,
oh, really?
You know. Your grades and stuff is always known,
mm-hmm.
and you're always classified,
mm-hmm.
you know, relatively, you know, how, where you stand in
mm-hmm.
this order
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
status. That has something to do with Confucius' idea. And so you see a lot of Chinese pay more attention to these outside success
mm-hmm.
Symbols. And then we come to America, you see less people pay less attention to these symbols of success.
Mm-hmm.
And you see many happy people, even though they are just taxi drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I have gradually learned,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also very much interested in this type of work, the
mm-hmm.
books, these topics,
mm-hmm.
what is the philosophy, you know, happiness, what is it?
So this is what you read?
I read a little bit
things.
Of those, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I've asked you all the questions that I have to ask. So usually when I come to the end of my questions, excuse me, I like to just give you an opportunity to add anything you would like to add to the record before we finish up. So if there's anything you'd like to say.
Hmm. Well, I don't really... have too much, and I think this may. I hope this serve as something that recorded some of my philosophical views, and I find that maybe useful and valuable later on. I'm always very much interested in philosophy. So, again, one point I think I have realized, and which I'm not sure how many others realize, is this faith thing in this pay your dues business, you know, the perseverance, and you work first and then get reward. You suffer first and then achievement reward later.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, I think of it purely as cause and result. Certainly you have to work in order to get something. But I tend to view that there is a certain amount of probability or mathematics involved.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have suffered, my general view is God, whatever it is fair, just like
mm-hmm.
probability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fair. you have a great fortune in getting something. Your fortune of getting the next big thing is going to be very small.
Mm-hmm.
Your chance of doing mm-hmm. that again is going to be small.
Mm-hmm.
So on the other hand, if you suffered a great deal, and then the chance for you to have another great suffering is going to be minimum. On the other hand, your chance of success is going to be higher because mm-hmm. you already have suffered. So in that way, I think it come out all right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think there's an element of fate in this old philosophy mm-hmm. idea about work and success.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that element has previously been recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I told you, I was thinking, you know, I should write something about this idea
mm-hmm.
for a book. And mm-hmm. then I realized, you know, 2,000 years ago, a Chinese philosopher wrote it. But
yeah.
still, I don't know if in his writing this element of fate is actually in there or not.
The probability part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, the probability
mm-hmm.
part of it.
Mm-hmm. If you were to, I know I told you I'd run out of questions, but I just thought of another one.
Mm.
If you were to write such a book, would you write it for an English-speaking audience or in Chinese?
Well, probably English.
Mm.
Since I'm more comfortable now with English writing mm-hmm. than Chinese writing. I haven't written in Chinese for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually write letters, you know, so
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really matter, actually.
Yeah.
I was, presently I'm reading a novel
mm-hmm.
by a famous Chinese author. This novel was written by him in English.
Oh.
And it's things about China.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are reading in China. This book is not translated in Chinese. I'm
oh.
reading the Chinese version of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
very interesting.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
though, you know, that author was trained in China, he can certainly
mm-hmm.
write in Chinese.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
No.
That's it?
Mm.
Okay, well, thank you very much for participating.
My pleasure.
Okay.